The modern workplace is experiencing a seismic shift. For 140 years, we've organized work around rigid job descriptions within functional hierarchies. This industrial age model is now crumbling under the weight of technological acceleration and changing workforce expectations. What's emerging instead? A revolutionary approach where skills, not jobs, serve as the fundamental currency of work. This transformation couldn't be more timely, arriving as organizations desperately seek new talent management models amid unprecedented disruption. Consider how quickly skills are becoming obsolete. 37% of the average job skills have been replaced in just 5 years. When the pandemic hit, organizations with rigid job structures struggled, while those with skills-based architectures pivoted rapidly. Verizon redeployed thousands of retail employees to virtual customer service within days. Bank of America shifted 30,000 employees to new functions based on their underlying skills. The evidence is overwhelming. Traditional boxes are disintegrating under multiple pressures. This shift is gaining momentum across industries. IBM removed degree requirements from over 50% of their positions, championing new collar jobs that prioritize relevant skills over formal education. A Deloitte study shows 90% of executives are experimenting with skills-based approaches, with such organizations 63% more likely to achieve results across key metrics. The World Economic Forum estimates a skills-first approach could add over 100 million people to the global talent pool by removing arbitrary barriers like degree requirements. Skills-powered organizations view employees as collections of capabilities that can be deployed flexibly across work needs, creating a many-to-many relationship between talent and work instead of the traditional one-to-one job-person match. These organizations have five key characteristics: flatter structures with cross-functional teams, talent acquisition prioritizing skills over credentials, robust skill development programs, strong diversity focus, and exceptional agility. Companies like Google and Spotify exemplify this model, organizing around project-based teams rather than rigid departments. This transition requires reimagining HR processes. Performance reviews focus on skill development rather than just job responsibilities, while career paths become more fluid, allowing lateral moves and cross-functional experiences. IBM and AT&T have implemented skill-based career frameworks, enabling employees to plot multiple trajectories based on evolving skill sets. Different skill categories help organizations make strategic decisions. Solid investments, like risk management, retain value for 5 to 7 years. Quick dividends, like project management, deliver value within months. Enduring skills, like teamwork, remain valuable across technological changes. Adaptive skills, like cybersecurity, require constant updating. And commodity skills are widely available but don't provide competitive differentiation. Leading a skills-powered organization requires fundamentally different capabilities than traditional management. Leaders must shift from hierarchical authority to empowerment with accountability, from technical to humanistic automation, and from process execution to project guidance that sources talent broadly. Organizations typically evolve through three models. The fixed model features stable jobs and clear reporting relationships, providing clarity but struggling with rapid change. The flex model introduces greater adaptability through matrix structures and project-based work, while maintaining some traditional elements. Novartis exemplifies this by keeping stable research divisions while creating flexible teams for drug development. The flow model represents the fully realized skills-powered organization, where talent moves seamlessly based on skills and work requirements. Spotify's squad approach enables rapid team formation based on business needs. Standard Chartered built senior sponsorship to shift from talent hoarding to talent sharing. Their AI-driven internal talent marketplace now unlocks underutilized skills beyond rigid job structures, with employees viewing work as tasks rather than positions, effectively crowdsourcing skills across the organization. Skills-powered organizations shape themselves around talent capabilities rather than forcing talent into predefined roles. This human-centered approach integrates learning directly into workflow. One airline redefined its offering from stability and benefits to development and growth, promising to develop you for opportunity either within or without. An oil and gas company transformed from analog gauges to digital interactive systems augmented by automation. This resulted in 45% improved profitability while increasing wages 7 to 13% due to higher skill requirements, suggesting continuous upskilling is an investment in perpetual reinvention rather than a cost. Standard Chartered centered employees in their transformation by eliminating manager approval for talent marketplace gigs and involving more leaders in curating learning experiences. They fostered social learning through global team competitions using online simulations. By democratizing access, these platforms challenge traditional hierarchies and create an employee-led movement toward becoming skills-powered. AI provides the computational capability to manage complex relationships between skills and work at scale, essential for understanding demand, assessing supply, matching skills to work, and developing capabilities to close gaps. Platforms like TechWolf infer skills from project management tools, while Eightfold identifies skills within job descriptions, finds candidates, and tracks trending skills. These platforms can infer people's skills from current and previous roles, creating comprehensive skill profiles. Studies show we typically underestimate our capabilities. SkyHive found people self-report an average of 11 skills for their role, while AI inference identifies 34, revealing significant untapped potential when people's full capabilities become visible. Talent marketplaces use these algorithms to match work demands with available talent, while generative AI creates personalized development plans and customized content at scale. Standard Chartered's internal talent marketplace demonstrates AI-powered skills deployment across 85,000 employees in over 50 markets. Since its 2020 pilot in India that unlocked 14,000 hours of productivity, $584,000, it is scaled to deliver $6 million in productivity across 1,700-plus gigs. The skills revolution extends beyond individual organizations to entire ecosystems. By focusing on skills rather than jobs, companies reduce friction when engaging external talent, transforming B2B relationships into more efficient B2C connections with gig workers through talent marketplaces. As work evolves, talent increasingly operates outside traditional boundaries. Lena Nair, former Unilever CHRO and current Chanel CEO, declared that culture is the new structure, binding disparate interests to common purpose where hierarchies cannot. Companies like GitLab and Automattic demonstrate how strong cultural alignment maintains cohesion across entirely remote, global teams. Governments are also embracing skills-powered approaches. Singapore's Skills Future initiative provides citizens with financial support for training, job skills insights, and advisory services. Since 2015, participation has increased from 35% to 50%, with over 600,000 Singaporeans benefiting. Similarly, Standard Chartered's Future Makers program demonstrates ecosystem-wide skill development, reaching over 1 million young people across 43 markets. The skills revolution is already here. Organizations embracing this transformation gain unprecedented agility, resilience, inclusivity, and productivity, while those clinging to industrial-age models of fixed jobs and rigid hierarchies will struggle. For individuals, this shift requires understanding your unique skill portfolio, continuously developing new capabilities, and navigating fluid career paths beyond traditional linear progressions. Organizations must establish clear vision, embrace experimentation, and develop key enablers like leadership support, government structures, and technology platforms. Though the transition takes time, each step toward becoming skills-powered creates immediate value while building long-term capability. In a world of constant change, making skills, not jobs, the currency of work is essential for thriving. The question isn't whether to become skills-powered, but how quickly you can begin the journey.